producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, my email is making me believe that you shouldn't trust anything on the Internet ever, all right, which I know is a bit of an extreme position. But I got one email that said, your email subscription is about to lapse. You have to reapply. So when you open it up, it says your password. I don't get my password. We don't do passwords. Which means it's obviously a scam, right? But this is a new scam. This wasn't inviting me to a dinner party. This wasn't an Evite. This is your email account is about to expire. Have you seen that one yet?
I haven't.
But that's alarming, don't you think?
Well, yeah, totally a scam. I mean, Gmail is free.
Anytime anybody asks for my password, I'm thinking, no. The other thing I got, which is disconcerting, it said, Day of the Dead cocktails menu tasting. Trevor said, brains. And I said, tongue. So it turns out, do you know what Day of the Dead is? I mean, technically.
Halloween?
Yeah, exactly. And it's a Mexican restaurant where Day of the Dead, because November 1st is All Saints Day. So Halloween, and that's where Halloween came from, is it was the night that the souls roamed the earth. So it's the Day of the Dead, which is a religious holiday in Mexico. And they have all these little skeletons and stuff. That's where the skeletons came from. But I don't know, going to a restaurant saying, hi, I'm here for Day of the Dead, what's on the menu, does seem to me a little... I mean, it's probably not any worse than guacamole, but I don't know. Guacamole when it's Day of the Dead, I don't know. Can you think of things that you might... Never mind. We're not going to go there, are we? No.
I love guacamole.
I love guacamole, too, but not on Day of the Dead? I mean, aren't you going to make assumptions about what body parts might be in it?
Nah, who cares?
Man, you are tough. You are a tough guy.
Either that or I'm extremely hungry.
Or both. There we go. All right, today is Garbanzo Bean Day. There you go. It's also Reptile Awareness Day. I would much rather be aware of a garbanzo bean than a reptile. I'm not a reptile girl. And I know snakes, I can't even say it. Snakes are not slimy, but I still do not like snakes. I worked one summer on the banks of the Snake River, an archaeology dig, salvage archaeology in Washington State, because they're about to dam the Snake River. And I just cheerfully assumed it was called a snake because it meandered. By the end of the summer, my great triumph, my great maturity, my great learning curve was I didn't scream when I saw a snake anymore. I'm not a snake girl. And I'm not sure exactly why. I mean, D.H. Lawrence would tell me why, but I don't really want to go there. I'm not a snake girl. I'm not a mouse girl either. There was some poor mouse that probably is still hemorrhaging from its ears because I got out of a shower and there was a mouse there, and I screamed. I don't even think... Well, I guess mice do have ears, but this one is probably still hemorrhaging from the screech. I think it was much more afraid of me than I was of him, but there's nothing like getting out of a shower and seeing a mouse to make you feel like the world is not a good place. I don't know why that came up, but it hasn't been any time recently. In 1512, however... When I was young, Martin Luther joined the theological faculty at the University of Wittenberg. So did you go and visit where Martin Luther nailed the bands to the church wall when you were in Germany?
Do you know what? I did not. I would have liked to now.
Yeah, we got to make... Were you a tourist in Germany? I mean, you were young, though, weren't you?
I was only like 16, but I lived there for a time, so I was... Busy, but, you know, going to school and social.
Yeah, but you're not... See, I'm a tourist. Wherever I land someplace, I become a tourist. I love being a tour guide.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a lot of places here because people who live here don't go. But I'm a transplant, so I go every place. In 1520, Ferdinand Magellan discovered a strait now known as the Strait of Ferdinand. No, that's not true. It's the Strait of Magellan. That's...
I was
going to
say
joke.
Gibraltar.
No. Strait of Magellan is at the bottom of the world, isn't it?
Somewhere like that, in that neighborhood.
Tierra del Fuego. I love that. We could actually Google it and see what it says. Yes, I'm exactly correct. Navigable sea route separating mainland South America to the north in Tierra del Fuego, before even looking it up. Are you not impressed? It's the most important natural passage between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, but it's considered a difficult route to navigate because of the unpredictable winds and currents and the narrowness of its passage. So, they could have called it the Strait of Ferdinand. On bad days, they probably call it worse than that. In 1774, the first display of the word liberty on a flag was raised by colonists in Taunton, Massachusetts, in defiance of British rule in colonial America. There you go. See, I told you I was in Nova Scotia once, and they were talking about Nova Scotia being the landing to quell the rebellion in America. Guess who the terrorists were under those circumstances? That would be us. So, you know, patriots and terrorism depends on which side of the equation you're on. In 1824, Joseph Aspidin patented Portland cement. Do you know anything about Portland cement?
I know as much as the internet tells me.
And what does it tell you?
That I need to click the link for Portland cement. Well, I think it dries underwater, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. All I know is in different parts of the country, it's not pronounced cement, it's pronounced cement. Cement. In the South, it's cement, not cement. All right, you don't know anything more about Portland cement than...
Portland cement is the most common type of cement in general use around the world, used as a basic ingredient of concrete, mortar, stucco, and most non-specialty grout.
There you go.
Woo-hoo.
Concrete, which is not the same.
That's right.
It's just one of the factors. In 1879, Thomas Edison invents a workable electric light bulb. It's funny. I was actually talking and know nothing about this. This really makes me believe that I'm a little more psychic than I give myself credit for being. I had breakfast with somebody this morning, and I was talking about Thomas Edison for no particular reason. I swear to you, it had no particular... I hadn't looked at a newspaper. I hadn't looked at the internet. But today is the day. I was talking about light bulbs. Can you believe it? At his laboratory in Menlo Park, New Jersey, which was tested the next day and lasted 13 and a half hours. This would be the invention of the first commercially practical incandescent light. Popular belief is he invented the first light bulb, which he did not. Wow. So who did?
Don't know.
I don't know. Maybe we should look.
It's kind of like Ford didn't invent the car. He just invented the most popular car at the time.
Well, he invented the assembly line.
Right, exactly.
So it made it affordable. So This was first commercially practical incandescent light. It's like television. I'm trying to remember that the guy who gets credit for it wasn't the one who invented it. It's not Tesla, but it's something like that. Tesla is obviously the car, but it's I'll think of it in a minute. In 1921, Warren G. Harding, poor Harding, delivers the first speech by sitting U.S. president against lynching in the Deep South. Think about that, folks. 1921. The first president to come out against lynching. We need to get with the program, folks. I saw Suffragette, and everybody was really upset that England took so long to give women the vote. We gave the women the vote after England did. I mean, we need, you know, when people say return to greatness, we need to become the country we could become.
Right.
And I think we're on our way. I really do. I think that we have child labor laws. We have gay rights. We have presumably less racism than we used to have. But the idea that we've always been this fabulous country just is not accurate. We do not do very well on infant and maternal mortality. We're doing terribly on obesity. We don't do very well in terms of parental leave. We have some room to improve. And hopefully that recognition is what makes us better. It's kind of like one of the phone calls that we talked about earlier this week, is that the person who makes you pay attention to details, the person who's going to make you better. And we need to, as a country, to pay attention to the details to make ourselves better. And we can. We just need to make sure that we don't blindly sort of just say, well, you know, this country, right or wrong. We need to... It's a growing commodity. We need to work to make it the best it can be and the best we can be. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, I hate to sort of go, go Joy, but guess what? I was right, even though I didn't trust myself that Tesla was one of the people who was implicated in who was an inventor. All right, so the question, if you Google light bulb inventor, they already tell you, people think it's Thomas Edison, and it's not. It says, the story of the light bulb begins before Edison patented the first one in 1879. Almost 80 years before, 80 years. Italian inventor Alessandro Volta developed the first practical method of generating electricity, the voltaic pile, hence volts, right? Made of alternating discs of zinc and copper, interspersed with layers of cardboard soaked in salt water, because we know that salt water is a good conductor, the pile conducted electricity when a copper wire was connected to either end. While actually a predecessor of the modern battery, Volta's glowing copper wire is considered to be one of the earliest manifestations of incandescent lighting. And that was 80 years, right? He presented his discovery of a continuous source of electricity to the Royal Society of London. I think there was a play about this. An English inventor named Humphrey Davy produced the world's first electric lamp by connecting voltaic piles to charcoal electrodes. In 1802, only 2 years later, it was known as an electric arc lamp, named for the bright arc of light emitted between the two carbon rods. His was an improvement on the standalone piles. It wasn't a very practical source of lighting. It burned out quickly, and it was much too bright for use in a home. But the principles were used throughout the 1800s in the development of many other electric lamps and bulbs. In 1840, okay, so we're still talking well before Thomas A., British scientist Warren Delarue developed an efficiently designed light bulb using a coiled platinum filament, sound familiar, in place of copper, but the high cost of platinum kept the bulb from becoming a commercial success, but his wife really liked the jewelry. I added that part. And in 1848, Englishman William State improved the longevity of conventional arc lamps by developing a clockwork mechanism that regulated the movement of the lamp's quick-to-erode carbon rods. The cost of the batteries used to power State's lamps put a damper on the inventor's commercial ventures. Now we're getting into the big-time guys. Joseph Swan, in 1850, again, we're still talking well before Thomas Alva, solved the cost-effectiveness problem by developing a light bulb that used carbonized paper filaments in place of the ones made of platinum. The filaments were placed in a vacuum tube to maintain their to minimize their exposure to oxygen, extending their lifespan. The vacuum pumps of his day were not efficient as they are now, and his first prototype of a cost-effective bulb never went to market. Charles Francis Brush was developing an electric arc lighting system that would eventually be adopted throughout the United States during the 1880s. Okay, so you see, we're still well ahead of little old Thomas, and which is 1879. All right, so we're still, you know, we're cooking here. Sorry, I'm trying to get rid of this. Go away. All righty, 855-993-7569. So be aware when you think you know something that it may or may not be accurate. 855-993-7569. Let's see if I... Richard, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, good afternoon, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Richard.
I'm calling from the perspective of the little girl whose mother had her out of wedlock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the little girl, but my situation is a lot like that. My mother fell in love back in the mid-50s, and I'm a product of that relationship. Mine might be a little more complicated because my father was a Catholic priest.
Oops.
And
yep.
He begged my mother to never tell me that he was my father, only because of the complications surrounding that. And when I was about 12 years old, I was getting to be somewhat of a rebellion, like most 12-year-old boys are. And my brother was home from the service, coming home on every drug you can imagine. When there was no more drugs, there was hairspray and deodorant. So it made it a very complicated and upheaval home. And my mother and my grandmother had quite an argument. It was in October. It was 1973. And my grandmother told me she wanted to take me out for a ride, and I didn't know what for. So I said, sure. Yeah, okay. So she told me who my father was. Well, I can remember when I was a very young child, till I was about 6 years old, that my father periodically, which I did not know him as that, would come and take my mother and I and my brother, places like Santa's Village. You know, it would be an enjoyable thing. And I remember thinking to myself, boy, if I had a daddy, I wish he was it. So it kind of backfired on my grandmother because I said to myself, wow, if I'm a product of a Catholic priest, then I must be here for a special reason. And nobody said that to me. I just thought of it. And so I was very curious, but I have a very good memory, and I remember the times he'd take us places, and my mother said that it told me that he didn't want me to know that he was my father because he was afraid I would lose my faith. So
no, he was afraid he'd lose his job.
Well, yeah, that too. So let's go ahead about 10 years. And
well, wait a minute. Can I stop you for just a second, Richard, before we go ahead for 10 years? You won't lose your place, will you?
Nope.
Okay, I just had a couple questions. You mentioned your brother. Was your mother married to somebody else at any time during your childhood?
Yeah, my stepfather, not my brother's father.
Okay,
my
so how
nine right, years
so,
older than me? I'm sorry.
All right, so who was? Do you know who your brother's father was?
No, he abused my brother pretty badly, and so she left him, and that's when she went to Catholic Charities. And coincidentally enough, she knew my father from when they were in high school. And
right, so your mother had been married to one man, had a child with
him. My brother's father.
Was abusive, left him. Then when Catholic Charities met your father, who at the time was a priest. So when did your mother marry your stepfather?
May 17th, 1969.
So how old were you then?
We're going on 10 years old.
Okay. All right. So when you were 13, 14, your grandmother told you did she tell you why she told you then?
She's something to the effect that I feel that this is something you should know.
Did you tell your mother that you then knew?
Did I tell my mother what?
That you knew who your dad was?
Yes, I did.
She must have been ready to kill her mother. All right, let me take a break here because we're up against a break. When we come back, pick up your story. You wanted to go 10 years forward, so let's go and pick it up. I just needed to know a little bit about the background. Okay, so we'll come back in just a moment with Richard, and he now knows who his dad is, and we'll hear the rest of the story in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest, Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Richard, who found out. Who did your mom say that your father was between the time that you were born and the time that your grandmother told you who he really was? Did she make up a story? Did she say he died? What did she say? Anything?
A little bit of both. My last name was her last name, which
right.
was her married name to my brother's father.
Okay.
Well, my last name was the same name, last name as my brother.
Okay.
All right. And and all this time, my brother was, when I was born, he was 9 years old. And he never said a word to me about it. I applaud my brother for holding that in. He was only 9 years old, and by the time I was 4 or 5, he could have told me, but he didn't. And I respect my brother so much for that. Even with all the drugs that he was on, he finally got off from that anyways. But I said I was going to move up 10 years. And by 10 years after I found out who my father was, my second daughter was on her way. And so I was married to a Catholic, I was Catholic.
No, wait a minute. You said your grandmother told you who your father was when you were 14.
It was right around 1973-74.
Right.
Well, I was born in 59. If it was pre-September, it was 13. If it was post-September, it was 14.
Okay, so what is this talking about? You found out who your real father was when you had two children.
No, I said I'm moving ahead now, 10 years. So, and I'm going from being 13 or 14 to 23 or 24.
Okay.
Because this all encircles. I'm trying to do this encapsulated form so that I don't take up the whole hour.
All right.
So, I wanted to have my youngest daughter baptized.
Right.
And so my wife says, yeah, I think we should. And I said, but this time I want my father to do it. And I opened up the newspaper once, and my father's name was in the obituaries. The only thing that didn't add up was the year that he was born. Now, I did not know that my father was a junior. So I put two and two together. I called the bishop's house in New Hampshire, and I asked where a certain father was. And they told me he's at St. Pat's Church in such a town.
Okay.
So I wasn't going to call because I was at a public place. I was working at, I was not working at the public place, but I was serving this public place. I was an auto parts salesman. So I went home that night, told my wife, showed her the article, and I says, I got the number to the bishop's house, and then they gave me the number to his parish. She says, well, what do you want to do? I said, well, I'm going to call him. She says, well, you want to call him tonight? And I was too nervous. I says, no, I got to wait a couple of days. So I waited a few days, and I called him, and I called the rectory, and he identified the rectory, and I says, may I speak to Father so-and-so? Doesn't really matter now because he's died, but at any rate, if there's people listening from one of his churches, I wouldn't want, you know, to spread it. That's why I'm not saying specific names.
Okay.
So, he answered the phone, and I says, may I speak to Father so-and-so? And he said, speaking. His voice is very, very mellow, very kind. And I said, so-and-so, this is Richie. And I says, and it was dead silent. And I says, do you know who I am? And he said, in a very soft voice, of course I know who you are. And I told him a little bit. We were probably on the phone about an hour. And so I asked him if he could baptize my youngest daughter. And he said he'd love to. And then I also told him that I was married, and I was my wife's third marriage. So we have not had our marriage blessed yet. And I said, would you help us to get her an annulment and marry us or bless our marriage? And he says, of course, I'd love to. And a few weeks later, we went up to his parish, and we spent the day together. My wife says, I think you should go alone. I said, absolutely not. I will not go alone because I was 5 years old the last time I had seen him, and it had been quite a few years. So we all went up, and we had a wonderful time. And I'm going to tell you one thing, and then I'm going to go back to that caller that called you. We went and spent the day, and we were leaving the rectory, and he said, Richie. And I said, yes, and I never called him Dad. I always called him by his first name. And he says, every time we would separate, in other words, when he would take us places and he would drop us off near our house, he would say, we always had a certain thing that we said to each other before you left. And I says, I don't remember. And he'd say, you would say to me, do you love me? And he'd say, oh, yes, I do. And I'd say, well, how much do you love me? And he said, tons and tons. And I said, well, how much is that? He said, carloads and carloads. And I had not heard that. I was 29 by this time. And I was 5 years old, and I started crying because I never remembered that. I heard him say it coming out of his head. And finding out that he was my father, I felt very special. I turned my life around. the movie, the miniseries, The Thornbirds came out. You know, I have that in three different copies, VHS, Blu-ray, and DVD. And what I'm getting at is that little girl may be feel shorted right now, but it wasn't that way after I saw my father. And we would see each other three or four times a year, whether he came to my house or I went to him or the family. I mean, it was always the family. And I remember one night he came to my house about 2 years after we started seeing each other. He looked at my home, my family, my career, and he'd say, "You know, Richie, I wonder if I made a mistake." And I said, "What do you mean?" "Well, I look at my life that I might have had if I had left the priesthood."
Yeah.
My fist came down on my dining room table, and he was a big man, and he jumped. And I said, "Don't you ever, ever say that to me again." He says, "Well, why?" I says, "How many people's lives did you help because you stayed where you were meant to stay? How many people did you put them in the right direction? And if had you left the priesthood and you were where you were meant to be, you could have ended up resenting me." And he said, turned to me and he said, you're more of a spiritual man than I am." And I said, "No, I'm not.
I think that's a very generous point of view. I'm not sure that everybody else would feel that way. And my guess is that by the time you were 24, that you had a different perspective than you might have at 15 or 16. But it's a story with a nice ending. It really is. And
I should write a book. When my stepfather, the one that my mother married in 1969, I was abused in every way you can imagine. You get my drift on that?
Probably.
Yeah. Every way, okay? And my mother said to me one time, she says, "You know, every single day that your father says a mass, at a point in the mass, we petition God, and the congregation and answers it this way: Lord, hear our prayer." Every single day, my father said a prayer for me. So maybe, even though she had the affair with the married man, maybe he has children too. You know, maybe this
will
enlighten.
Well, again, I think we need to be careful about convincing other people to share our point of view. But I think that it is a different point of view, and it does sound to me that there's a generosity of spirit that you're able to call on, which I'm not sure is. You know, it may be unique to you, but for whatever it is, I think it's, and I do appreciate you calling to share it and obviously sharing it with somebody who is in a similar position of feeling. I mean, I think the advantage that you might have over the caller that you were talking about is that your father wasn't married to anybody else and didn't have any other children.
No, when a man becomes ordained to a priest, he's married to the church.
Well, but Richard, you hear my point, is that if your father had another wife and had other children, then it may have felt differently to you than a man who was dedicated in theory to the church and didn't have any other children to sort of feel, how come he loves them rather than me, and there was not another woman, so he could say, how come you prefer that woman to my mom? But I still think it's a good story, and I think it's a different perspective, and I appreciate you sharing. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you not going to do the Give My Regards to Broadway?
Give my regards to Broadway.
I forgot.
Okay, close enough. Apparently so. Did you know Queen Latifah and is going to be in The Wiz?
Cool.
In December, yeah, on television.
I like her.
Mary J. Blige, David Alan Greer. There you go. And Shanice Williams is going to be Dorothy. I have no idea who that is, but apparently they're introducing her, so nobody knows who she is. All right, theater, even without fanfare. This really deserved fanfare. Oh, well. All right, The Gin Game. This stars Cicely Tyson as Fonja Dorsey and James Earl Jones as Weller Martin. And, I mean, one of the cool things about this, I mean, first of all, they're incredibly cool. And Cicely Tyson was in A Trip to Bountiful last year, and she was wonderful. She is 91 years old. She's gorgeous. And James Earl Jones is 84. So, and I had seen Paul Newman when he did Our Town. I think he was in his, like, 83, 84 or something. And, I mean, he's wonderful and charismatic, but he kept forgetting his lines. It's called going up on his lines. And so you get nervous for him. These two, I mean, one of them is 91 years old and one is 84. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, they were fantastic. They never missed a beat. They never missed, I mean, it was just extraordinary theater. You really should go see this. And I think it's here for a limited engagement. Nothing else. One's 91 and one's 84. But the story is that two people are in housing for the elderly, and they indulge in a game of gin rummy every week, or every day. He's a fanatic about it, and she is a bit reluctant. And what it does over a period of about 2 hours, there's a 15-minute intermission, is looks at everything you need to know about them, about their relationships, about their marriages, about their personalities. There's not much about their politics, to be quite honest. Thank the Lord, it's someplace to escape politics. But this is really theater at its best. The two of them are mesmerizing together. There's never a false step. You know me, I can be a bit critical of theater, partially because theater's expensive. I think these tickets are like $175 a pop. So, you know, I don't want to send you to something that's sort of okay, and you come back at me and said, I can't believe, you know, that this was a $500 evening by the time we figured dinner and two tickets and the babysitter. But this is a five-star event. It's really terrific. It's everything you want from theater. It's fun. It's funny. It's touching. It's smart. It's emotional. I can't speak highly enough of it. It's a really wonderful theatrical experience. And the audience, you know, there are plays where you go and you know that the audience is kind of enjoying it. But there are plays that you go to where you feel that the audience is cradling the experience, the actors, the scene. I mean, the set is fantastic. And it doesn't have to be. I mean, it's just two people. It was written, I think, in 1977, I think. So and it was Jessica Tandy and Hugh Chrome that were in it originally. Charles Durning went on tour with it. But this is really one. It was on Hallmark Hall of Fame, I think, at one point as well. But this is one you just hope like crazy, and I'm sure somebody will videotape it, because this is really one for the ages. They're age-appropriate. It's wonderful. It's thoughtful. I thought it was just a plain terrific experience. And in fact, I went with a friend of mine and his son, which is a long, complicated story. But there's actually a picture of the two of us in front of the marquee that was in Talkers Magazine. And I think Trevor, you put it up on our website too, didn't you, or on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. So it's a and I. I said, can we go and have a picture with them afterwards? It wasn't for me. I don't do stuff like that. But for the magazine. And they said, James Earl Jones doesn't talk to anybody afterwards, which is, I mean, he's 84 years old. He's entitled. He said, Cicely won't do it without hair and makeup, so no. And I said, all right. But it's really a terrific experience. A lot of stuff coming up. As I said, Bruce Willis, we talked about yesterday, is going to be in Misery with Laurie Metcalf. Al Pacino is coming in China Girl. Keira Knightley is coming in Teresa Joaquin. Clive Owen is already here in Old Time. So it's going to be a great year on Broadway, one hopes. Lots of stuff coming up. And I'm seeing something, I think, tomorrow. Well, I'll just keep you informed. You don't care when I'm seeing it. You just care when I review it. And what you could do is go to drjoy.com and see both movie reviews and theater reviews. And I did an interview today for It's Broken, Let's Fix It, and I'm not going to tell you about it now because it's a little bit in advance. This week we're talking with the animal trainer for the Big Apple Circus, because the Big Apple Circus is in town starting today. And so if you ever wanted to learn how to train oxen, you should listen on Friday. Actually, the reason I invited her on is Big Apple Circus is renowned for putting strays, rescue animals, whether it's horses or dogs or cats or oxen occasionally or elephants, in the circus. And I just thought the reason I wanted the animal trainer on was to really talk about dogs and people, what kind of dogs you should get under what circumstances, because I thought that that's something that you folks as listeners are interested in. And what it turned out to be is a much more wide-ranging, wide-grazing interview. So if you ever are curious about how to train an elephant or an oxen, you'll want to listen. Also a dog, and you know, how you train dogs and what you do and what you don't do. So that's but this particular interview, that we tend to do those interviews ahead of time because people can't always be available when we need them. So we just do them. We do them live to tape. There's only one, I think, in like 4 years that we've ever, because the guy, his mother-in-law had just died unexpectedly, and we started, and he said, can we start again? And I just couldn't find it in my heart to say, no, that isn't how we do it. So we did. But this particular one said, okay, am I going to be the pick of the week? So he at least knows what we do on the website, which is we have a pick of the week. And I said, I don't know, too soon to tell. I didn't have the heart to tell him that you guys make that decision. I don't. But at any rate. All right. So 855-993-7569. And this is Trevor's idea of the good news of the day, which is a completely different story than I would have picked. I will tell you coming up what my good news story of the day is. But his is a motorcyclist rescues a tiny kitten. All right, it's a woman motorcyclist. She left her motorcycle. She just abandoned it, went and picked up the kitty. But, and I'm saying, we only harmed three pedestrians, but, you know, and two car crashes, but the kitten's okay. But it is a really cute video of the kitten, so. And Trevor is you know, all you have to do is combine motorcycles and kittens, and he's so there. Trevor, are you crying? Stop it.
No, tears of joy.
Oh, no, okay. Or Joy's Tears. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.